This is Ted Kennedy. The Justice Department has surrendered to pressure from big business and the White House to go soft on corporate criminals. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, one of the most welcome initiatives of the Bush administration has been its support for stiff penalties for corporate crimes. But the Justice Department withdrew that support the other day under pressure from big business lobbyists and the White House. The retreat comes at a time when more Americans than ever are being victimized by government contractors, environmental polluters, stock market manipulators, and savings and loan swindlers. In 1984, Congress enacted reforms to end the disparities in criminal sentencing and require stronger penalties for white-collar crimes, including stiff fines and substantial prison terms. Treat corporate offenders like the criminals they are, Al. It's the only way to end the corporate psychology that regards criminal penalties as merely a cost of doing business. What gives with this White House double standard? Is it a Simpson double standard, too?
Ted, your railing on reminds me of the mother who bought two ties for her son and then complained that he wore only one to church. The Justice Department has not surrendered to white-collar crime. They're still fully committed to fighting the small and the most severe. And how about some of those union frauds? I'm stunned to hear you complain about soft crime when your left-wing liberal bias keeps you from getting tough on the hard-boiled criminals who ought to go in a slammer without a revolving door and also get the death penalty when their crime deserves it. The double standard I see is the goofy idea of having some rip-off con man spending more time in the clink than the animal who blew away the mayor of San Francisco or who butchers an innocent little kid. Ted, as long as we are a society that isn't serious about punishing the worst and the ugliest of crimes, the only message we send is that the petty ones will be tolerated too. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I face off next on reforming of the Hatch Act. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.